This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I don't know why anybody would ever send an email to this show and ask me questions about their relationship.
Certainly not you specifically.
I don't know why, but people do. And we would like to read one of the emails now, and well, I will take a stab at it.
Let's not be critical of people that do. We very much appreciate that people do.
Mm-hmm.
Like that people have faith in you. It is shocking, but it's appreciated.
Right. It says, Dear Gavin, my boyfriend and I haven't had sex in nearly 2 years. Oh. When this first started, he said he was too busy and stressed from work. Then he told me that he was unhappy with his physical appearance and wanted to lose weight. Then he claimed, and then she goes into details, I won't go into details, but basically he's saying that there's something physically wrong with her that is turning him off. And then she says, I went to the gynecologist. She doesn't believe that that's the case at all.
So the gynecologist said that.
The gynecologist
said, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Now he is saying he wants me to focus more on myself and not worry so much about our sex life. We are both 27 and we should want to have sex, right? Is he cheating? Is he gay? What's going on?
Wow.
Here I am, your counselor.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. I'll charge your insurance, your copay.
Oh, I don't accept insurance.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yes. This is an out-of-pocket expense. Do I think that he's cheating? No. You would know that he is still sexual. You would still know that he wants sex somehow.
So you're saying if he was cheating, he'd still want sex with her also?
Correct.
Got it.
Unfortunately, that is part of the male anatomy.
Okay.
Okay. Is he gay? I don't know enough about this situation to answer that question. Do I think that the barometer could be pointing in that direction? Possibly. Stranger things have happened, you know? And if that's the case, then I feel really bad for both of you.
Absolutely.
You know, well, I feel really bad for both of you regardless, because something is definitely going on with him too. The bottom line with this is, get out of this relationship. If you're in a relationship and you're not married and you're running into problems like this, get out before it's too late.
What if everything else in the relationship is good?
Yeah.
I used to think that relationships could survive with all kinds of sexual dysfunction. The older and older I get, the more I am realizing that that is not the case. Both people need to have their emotional needs met. I know what you're saying. You're saying emotional needs. Yes, ladies, sex is not just physical for men. It is how we absorb love. It is how we absorb that you want us, that you emotionally care about us. That's how we show it. That's how we receive it. And if you can't understand that, then that's a problem right there. So, but in this case, it's the other way around. It's him. He doesn't want to seem to be the one who wants to have sex. So over 2 years, he has thrown up enough excuses to why he doesn't want to have sex, that it's obvious that none of those reasons are true. You're 27. Get the hell out. Break up, for God's sake. There's still time.
You wouldn't say go to therapy first?
No, not at this point.
Now, why?
Because I think at this point, you're better. You've invested 2 years into this, and this is somebody that clearly just doesn't want to communicate with you.
It does make me wonder if he is just truly not attracted to her physically, maybe. Mm-hmm. And so he is thinking of a million different reasons. I mean, it does seem like none of them are true.
I mean, somebody texted in and said, my husband and I haven't fooled around in 14 months, and I think it's because I gained weight, 30 pounds. He has alluded to that also, and he acts like it's no big deal. That could be a factor. I would say at this point, just break up. Because it's like...
That makes me sad.
Because it's kind of like...
I think he's depressed.
You have to take a step back and say, can I get this working properly and efficiently? And if the answer to that is yes, then go to therapy. If the answer to that is no, though, if you would put all of this effort into it, and the only thing you're going to get out of it is possibly this problem happening again down the road, then get out.
I will say, my ex-husband did not want to have sex with me.
Okay.
And we did not have sex even on our honeymoon.
Okay.
And
a lot of couples don't, though.
They don't?
No, because you're too tired. Most of the time, you're too tired.
On your honeymoon?
Oh, yeah, too drunk.
A week-long honeymoon?
Oh, honeymoon. I thought you said wedding night.
No.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Okay, honeymoon's
weird.
And
it was because he did not like me.
People don't have sex on their wedding night?
Well, see, a lot of people are very tired.
I made my husband just because I didn't want to be a statistic. Don't worry. You can get it in there. Don't worry.
Okay, so he just didn't like you.
And he was depressed.
Okay, so it's possible this guy just doesn't like you. So listen, I know...
Okay, I'm on board now. Leave the relationship.
Yes, I know you're listening, person who sent this email. I would... Hit the ejector seat on this. You're 27. You can have plenty of life left.
God, and think about all the sex you could be having.
Think about all the sex.
Ew, you think about it.
Coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.